Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
We've got one from today as a runner-up. And that was a guy in Perth, Australia on Thursday. Went in, robbed a bank about 3:30 in the afternoon, and made it out of the bank. Made it out with some money. Made it to his getaway car. But couldn't make it too far when he got stuck in traffic on the interstate. And right up from the bank to the on-ramp to the freeway, and then a dead stop.
Cops got him pretty quick. Your GPS is going to show you where the traffic jams are.
The little red part. Find an alternate route, something. Also, a 9:30 Knucklehead nominee, a runner-up, goes to the woman who used her boyfriend's credit card to tip the waitress $5,000 because she was mad at her boyfriend. The meal on their vacation only cost $55. I don't know what they got it to arguing about, but he got up and left, and she said, "Well, you leave me alone at the table and embarrass me like that?" She put $5,000 tip on a $55 tab. But they're all just runners-up, John. Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner for this holiday week. She took a holiday from her senses in Wichita Falls, Texas.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
This is the woman, made national news. She was on the Today Show. She went into Walmart. And
Wait. She was on the Today Show?
Well, they covered the story on the Today Show. I mean, it went everywhere.
I thought she was defending herself on the Today Show for this.
I don't know how you can defend yourself for this. She went into the Wichita Falls Walmart, picked up a cake at the bakery, and then they have her on video walking around the store and eating half of the cake. Then she got to the register and said, "You know what? I found this cake. A half a cake, and that's all I'm paying for, is half of the cake. That's all that's left."
If I'm at the register, I didn't even go to the video. I said, wait a second. Yeah. You're telling me that you found a cake that was half eaten. You don't know by whom. You know what happened, who had their teeth, their saliva into this, and you want to buy a half-eaten cake. Half-eaten mystery cake. You want to do that.
That's right. Yep, I found it this way.
She probably had icing all over her lips hair and all over her fingers and everything. Yeah. She refused to pay more than half price for the cake, even though the other half was in her stomach. The store called the cops. She was not arrested, I guess, because it's Wichita Falls, Texas, and she was banned from the store from coming back to shop anymore. Our 9:30 Knucklehead of the Week.
I'm going to make that my project for next week, Brad. I will try to find a list of people who have been given Walmart bans and what their offenses were. Our 9:30 Knucklehead of the Week. Thank you very much to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.